is Wiggity Wiggity Whack.
Here's Rick Stacy's News of the Weird.
All right, here we go. So the state senator of Alabama wants to do away, Arizona wants to do away with urinals to save water.
Where are you supposed to pee?
Well, no, he wants to replace them with waterless urinals. I don't know if anybody knows what a waterless urinal is. It's the most disgusting thing you'd ever imagine.
Is a pee just sticking to the walls?
No, it's got a, how do you explain it? You put this green stuff in it. It's like a, it's thicker than water. So when you go in the urinal, the product that you excrete goes underneath the green chemical.
Is it like the stuff that's in porta potties?
Yeah, it is, actually. Okay. I think it is. I never saw the signs behind porta potties, but
well,
I believe...
You know, those always smell great, so...
Well, yeah, and then once a week you have to kind of, like, burn it out, and it's disgusting. So this guy wants to... What is it with everybody? He wants us to stop flushing taxpayer money down the drain, so he wants all government buildings to be replaced with waterless urinals. Representative Bob Thorpe.
Then they put that big salt lick brick thing in there, and that's supposed to help with the odor.
And, of course, Bob has his own private bathroom in the Bob Thorpe taxpayer-paid office.
Right. Yes, of course.
I'm sure that he doesn't have to deal with it.
Right.
This is for the lower class.
Oh.
The plebes. Is that the right one?
He's
Are they
probably
plebes?
Got a urinal that flushes like 3 gallons every time.
Where do women pee, though? Do we have to pee in a pot with no water?
No, they're not going to change your bathrooms.
Okay,
just the men's. All right, so this guy's getting carjacked. He was sitting in his car on break when a carjacker walked up with a gun, told him to get out, so he did. Then he tried to reason with the guy and told him it wasn't worth doing. The guy responded by trying to shoot him in the leg. The gun jammed, and they got into a brawl here. He threw his keys on the roof of the restaurant he was in front of. You know, figured he could get him later, and the guy wouldn't get the car. They got into the fight, ended up on the ground next to the building, and the carjacker grabbed the keys, but while he was rushing, this story doesn't make any sense.
How'd he grab the keys on the roof?
This whole show is going off the rails. They ended up in the ground next to the building. I guess he missed the roof and the carjacker grabbed the keys.
Okay.
But while he was rushing over, he dropped his phone and the victim picked up the phone. So he's got the phone, the guy's got the keys, and they start negotiating because the perp wants his phone back.
This is how dependent we are on our cellular devices. The guy's like, whoa, now you've gone too far. I know I tried to take your car, but give me my phone.
So they agreed. So they had a little summit and they agreed to trade the car keys for the phone. The perp ran off. He got in his car and drove away. He called the cops, but it was too late. The cops, you know, without the phone, they couldn't identify him.
Wow. What do you do when you're the cops? You just pick up the phone and go, well, sounds like you solved the problem, man.
I mean.
That's crazy.
Dude.
Speaking of crazy, Delta Airlines, this lasted, what, 2 seconds? Yeah. They had these Coca-Cola napkins they were putting out. I guess Coke provided the napkins, and they put them on their tray before they served beverages.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And the napkin encouraged folks to hit on each other, basically.
What?
Yeah, that napkin had a phone number and a line. You know, it says phone number, line. And then it had, like, name and some other, you know, questions. But it unintentionally turned creepy because what it was is you would hand the napkin to somebody else and they had your name and phone number and you would say something cute.
Yeah.
You're hitting on somebody.
Right.
Well, a lot of people got offended because that's all anybody does anymore.
Is get offended.
So Delta, apologize. Coke, sincerely apologize for being offensive. Hey, what, we can't even meet each other anymore?
I feel like... I don't know.
Both companies have issued an official apology. The napkins missed the mark. No, the napkins didn't miss the mark. The general public is screwed.
Yeah.
I mean, they didn't have to hit on each other. They could have just used it as what it was intended to do, as a napkin. They didn't have to write their phone number. It was just there should they need it.
They're going to continue to use them in bars. I think it's a great idea.
Yeah.
It's cute. It takes a little pressure off the face-to-face, eyeball-to-eyeball contact, and, you know, who knows?
And if you don't want the napkin and a guy slides it over with a phone number on it, just pick it up and blow your nose with it.
Exactly, and give it back to him.
There you go.
Hello, I am the Coca-Cola napkins on a Delta flight.
Right.
I'd like to sincerely apologize for suggesting passengers write their phone numbers on me and then hand me off to someone they find attractive. I'm sorry the suggested men should be on the prowl and ogle women for the entire duration of a flight, as if they needed an excuse. Men will just have to leer at you from 3 rows back in silence and secret like they used to. But I'm truly sorry we had to be removed and You will never get to meet that Prince Charming whose best move is to write his phone number on an airplane napkin. Apologetically yours, Coca-Cola napkins on a Delta flight.
Rick Stacy in the morning.
You do us a great service with your presence this morning.
With Jill and Smokestack, 105.9 Sunny FM.